Could you clip
what?
This right
Yeah,
here?
yeah, yeah.
Yes, just put it there and you can get all about it. Okay? That's just a little microphone. Now, first off, I want to just ask you some things about yourself and your family. Just general questions. Well, let's see. What is the street address here? Is there? It doesn't really matter.
I don't know. There's a sign. I don't know.
And you're Hawaiian. Your nationality. Your background Hawaiian. Hawaiian.
Hawaiian Chinese.
Hawaiian Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Which, who is Hawaiian? Father?
My mother is Hawaiian, my father is Chinese Hawaiian.
Were your father and mother both born here, in Hawaii?
Mm-hmm.
Where was your father born?
Well, now, how dare you? Now, he was born... Hanalei.
Hanalei?
Mm-hmm.
And your mother?
My mother, wait. You got me there. Not in Hanalei. No, in Hanalei.
Okay. Anyway, if she wasn't born in Hanalei, it was somewhere close around. Yeah?
Right.
On the island, this
right.
End of Kauai. Right? And, gee, we gotta go way back.
Wow.
Grandparents.
No, if the grandparents, I cannot answer you. Where were they born? My grandparents.
But my father's father. Think
but,
about your father's father and father's mother.
Well, my father's father. But actually, my mother. No, you're going to my father. Now, my mother's family actually came from the Big Island.
Oh,
yeah, it's more like they migrate from the Big Island.
So both of them, from both mother's father
right.
And mother's mother from the Big Island. Where were they from?
That I wouldn't answer you.
Just,
I don't know, but just from the Big Island, she said.
Waipio or?
No, I cannot answer you on that, whether Waipio
okay.
Or what.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you just say Big Island.
Mm-hmm.
And father's mother and father.
All my parents is away, you know, my great parents.
Yeah.
They migrated to
came
the island.
From China, right? Or not?
No.
Well, let's see, you're saying your father was
Chinese. Three-fourth Chinese.
So
couldn't be from the, well, I don't know, maybe his great, you know, his father, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That I cannot answer you. You should have me one yesterday so I could
so
get hold
check,
of it.
Yeah.
So
can you
check.
Find out? Do you know, I mean, is there a way that you could find out by talking with your relatives or what?
Oh, I could. But then right now I couldn't get in touch with them because they're at work.
Yeah, I don't mean right now. I just mean, I was just...
Well,
was just
I could.
A matter of interest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If I'd asked you yesterday, you could...
Yeah, I could have found out from her, you know. Because actually, my mother told her everything, you know. And then we sort of keep a genealogy on it. Yeah. So then my sister has most of our genealogy, where my parents came from and who their parents are.
Your sister?
Uh-huh, my sister.
Would she be willing to talk with me, sit down and talk with me sometime? Like maybe tomorrow? Does she work all day long?
Yes, she works all day.
She doesn't start?
No, she starts in the morning.
8 o'clock.
Yeah, 7, I think. But nonetheless, if you want me to get in touch with her, I can get in touch with her tonight.
This evening. I'm kind of thinking that I might be staying here all day long till late in the evening.
I have
interviews to do until 3 o'clock. And at that time, there are a couple of people in the locker.
Yes, I know.
Well, he gave me some name, a couple of people who... kind of, I think, a little bit, someone lives up towards the anus line.
Mm-hmm.
And see, and the person looks at the Hanalei plantation.
Who's that?
Let's see. Margie Yokotake?
Yeah, she's right up here.
At the, in the plantation?
She lives close by. Yeah. She's right behind the Tahiti Nui. That's where she lives.
That's where she lives.
Uh-huh. But I think this morning she's working.
Yeah,
I wouldn't.
She works, according to Naka, she works
mm-hmm.
up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to call her up there.
Mm-hmm.
And Kapeka Chandler.
Kapeka Chandler, that's she's in Haena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk with him later on. But, you know, all the way through today, I've got Mrs. Kodama.
Oh, Mrs. Kodama is right in the back of the store.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I got the
information
from her. Well, that's good. I was just wondering, maybe if your sister would be willing to talk with us, then we could
sure.
continue, you know, we could find out more about the genealogy.
Because we always keep our genealogy, but she is the one that has most of our genealogy.
Mm. That's right. My auntie keeps a genealogy from my family. You know,
oh yeah?
And all that stuff.
Oh yeah?
It's kind of interesting. It's a good thing to want.
Yeah, I know.
In touch with your ancestors. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. You know, well, because we are Mormons, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then we keep our genealogies.
Right. Let's see. Is that a Mormon? No. Is it part of the church?
As I said, Mormons. We belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So then we have been told that we should keep our records, our genealogy.
Well, I think it's a nice thing to do. Oh, let's see now. Oh, your birth date.
May 31st, 1917.
Just 1 year younger than my mother.
Oh, yeah?
And you were born Hanale?
Right.
Did you go to school here too?
Mm-hmm.
Hanale, what school right across
the right the school, but my father used to transfer. We have transferred. I go to Hanalei School and Kilauea School.
Kilauea.
Uh huh.
Where is Kilauea?
The next town before next you got here.
Before. Oh. Which one did you go to first?
The first one I went, I had gone to Kilauea.
Kilauea is right before the Princeville. Coming out this way.
No. That's that's after.
Oh, yeah.
That's after, way after.
Let's see now. You went to Kilauea School for how long?
That I cannot answer you on all of that because my father, he's a cowboy. And he works at Hanalei, Princeville.
Paniolo.
Yeah, Paniolo. Then a couple of years, then they transferred him to Kilauea. And then we've been going back and forth, you know. So I cannot tell you how many years. But the last year I spent was in Kilauea.
Last year, no.
Yeah.
There.
That, oh, now I don't.
Kilauea
School.
Hanalei, Kilauea.
Yeah.
How many years did you go to school?
Only 7 years.
So you went through seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
Do you speak Hawaiian to your
Yes,
mother?
I do.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
many
do.
People.
Yeah, the language is fading away now, you know. And then when I had my parents, my grandparents, we use our Hawaiian language, you know, frequently, often, you know. But now that they are gone, we hardly use it.
With your grandparents, you used to use it a
mm-hmm.
lot.
And my parents. My parents also.
Your parents.
But now they are gone. Then we don't use it.
Oh.
Only use when to a certain person who I know that they do understand Hawaiian, I use the Hawaiian language. Other than that, I don't.
Does Kopeka Chandler speak
Hawaiian? Kopeka Chandler speaks Hawaiian. She speaks a little Hawaiian on there.
But if you were to talk with her, you would never use Hawaiian, right?
I would.
You would?
I would.
Would you naturally use it?
I would naturally use Hawaiian, even on Maji Yokotaki.
Yeah.
You know, I use Hawaiian on her, but the only thing that she understands the Hawaiian language, but she cannot answer me back in Hawaiian.
Oh, I see.
So she answers me back in English. English. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. But I mean, it's
but,
nice.
But, yeah, but she understands what I'm talking to her, you know. And another one, I have another cousin that's Florence Hashimoto. She also works at Hanalei Plantation. So when I talk to her in Hawaiian, she answers me back in English. But she understands what I'm trying to drive at, you know, telling her. So that's the only people that answer me back in Hawaiian, because not very much Hawaiian now. And most of them, when you talk to them in Hawaiian, some of them say, don't talk to me in Hawaiian because I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So usually,
they put you off if you try.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about your children?
Well, to tell you the truth, there's only one that he doesn't know too much of the Hawaiian, but he wants to learn of the Hawaiian language. And my older children, I used to talk to them in Hawaiian a lot. But then maybe during this age, they would rather you talk to them in English, you know. So then when I talk to them in Hawaiian, then they always say, don't talk to me in Hawaiian, speak English. So I have to use the English. But now they regret, you know, and it's so hard for them to grasp what I'm trying to put over, you know, and teach them in Hawaiian.
Do you ever use books, you know? Would you want to use a book if you have
it? Oh, I'd be glad to. But I came across a person that brought over a book, Hawaiian book. But there's some translations on that Hawaiian words, it's not the way it should be.
Not quite right.
Yeah, not quite right.
Well, you should make
in
a
other
choice.
Words, well, I wouldn't want to. The thing is this, the Hawaiian language, what they are using right now, we call it Pidgin English, Pidgin Hawaiian. You know, like the way how we use our English.
Yeah.
Now then they say we speak in Pidgin English. It's not the correct way that you should use it.
Well, it's not holy talk. It's correct for Hawaii, yeah.
I know, yeah. But then if you have mainland Haoles come around, you talk to them, they won't understand you because the language that you use is altogether different. So that's the same way with the Hawaiian language. The pure Hawaiian language, it's already faded away.
So the books, they're teaching the pure Hawaiian language, and if you try to teach that to people, like your children, then what?
Well,
they might not be able to use it that much.
Well, no, if they have that book right now, they would be able, because it's not the correct way, I would say, you know. But then they would understand what it is. But to put it into sentences, it's hard for them. Because according to our Hawaiian language, one word has two, three different ways to use it, you know. So that's why it's hard for them to put in the words what they really wanted to say, you know.
When you say a Pidgin Hawaiian, is there any other language mixed in with it?
Well, the reason why I say this, Pidgin Hawaiian, the Hawaiian words that we are using now, it's like the way how I'm talking to you in English. But the correct, the pure Hawaiian words, it's more like they're singing, you know.
Mm.
They have
a
melody to it. So that's the correct way of speaking it, you know. But like now, if I'm going to talk to you in Hawaiian, it's not the correct way, you know, the real in other words, the perfect in a Hawaiian way.
But you probably never did get the chance to practice that.
On that pure Hawaiian, yeah. I did when my mother and my father was, and my grandparents, I did. But when it came down now, when I lost them, then I cannot use those kind of words to this, you know, other, you know, to others, because they might think, gee, what am I saying, you know, because they wouldn't understand what I'm saying. But the correct way is you have a, you know, melody in it. And then the correct, if you...
How does it sound?
Well, now, now let's see. If you're passing by now, then I, if I get to see you, then I would say this way. Kinawini o'i here?
Where are you going?
Yeah, in Hawaii.
Kinawini.
Kinawini o'i here? So where are you?
Uh-huh.
And then if she understands me or you understand me, then you would answer me back. Then you say, I kinawini yo ka'aina awe alakone, you see. Now, there's a different way of speaking again. Now, if I'm going to talk to you in the, this way, how, you know, this Hawaiian we're using now, I'm going to say, Helena oi I here. You see, they say, Helena oi I here.
Different
again, you see. So that's why you cannot use the perfect Hawaiian language to this generation now.
Try this.
What was that again?
Kobolaloia. That's a language that's not really related to Hawaiian, except very far away. But I learned that when I was in the Peace Corps. Same word, the same question, where are you going? But
where?
You have the ia at the end.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the same. That's where.
Yeah? Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And ko is you will.
Mm-hmm.
La is go.
Right.
I don't know what in Hawaiian.
Well, I was go, hili.
Hili. Mm-hmm. That was the second one you used.
Mm-hmm, right.
What about the first one, ke?
The first one, there is, that I cannot answer you why they use it that way. But the first one I said, ke naui nei o I hea. The second one I used, I said, helena o I hea. See, so you have those two different way of using it, your Hawaiian.
Hea is where?
Yes. Where are you going?
That's the same, probably the same word, just spread out
right.
Thousands of years.
Right.
You know, people move different places.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just a short
word. Short word, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really nice. Yeah, the word out there, they have several words the same, like
Yeah, emo.
Wa is canoe. Here it's wanka?
No.
Baka?
No.
It's
va'a.
Va'a is, va'a is canoe.
Canoe.
Oh, well, it's wa. See, it's the same word.
Yeah, same word, but...
Except they've lost the stop, the glottal stop.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in the Hawaiian alphabet, we don't have V.
Mm.
But your pronunciation, we use the W, it's a V.
Is that a V or V?
No, Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Hawaii. Now we say Hawaii when we spell it Hawaii. But then most of the people pronounce that word Hawaii.
Well,
that's incorrect.
Well, that's the Hawaii.
Yeah, that's the Hawaii verse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have plenty of friends that teach Hawaiian.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it's one of my things that I do at the university.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And Mary
Colleen Pukui. She does a lot of translation.
She worked with Samuel Elbert, who is a holy guy at the university. He's got, you know, his power now is he's getting pretty old. He retired a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But they wrote a holy grammar and a big dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
I got our own stay here a couple of. We live Honolulu all year.
Right.
So our older relatives, the older relatives speak Hawaiian. You're working now at the store, right?
At the store, right.
Have you worked other places?
Honolulu Plantation Hotel. Hawaiian Food Packers.
Is that here?
That's in Kapa'a, the cannery. And then the Hanalei Colony Resort.
Is that the principal?
No, that's the one, they call it down the Anchorage. You know where the Anchorage is?
Anchorage, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is there an Anchorage up there?
Yeah, there's a restaurant.
Place for boats to come in?
No, no. The name of the ranch of the restaurant is Anchorage. Actually, I think these people from Alaska or whatever, I don't know.
Oh, I see.
You know.
That's why.
Yeah.
What was your father's occupation?
Well, his first occupation was a Pañuelo cowboy.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And then
his last occupation was sitting county of Kauai.
Oh.
He worked for the county.
What did he do?
Oh, just a labor.
Did he work on the road?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's kind of a good job.
Yeah.
Did you get kind of all kinds of benefits?
They do. He does have.
Where was your husband?
In Kalikai. That's right in Hanalei.
In
Hanalei. Mm-hmm.
And when was he born?
When was he born? Now. You got me there. He was born in March 1911.
1911? We just said March then.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter, just the date is the...
Oh, I see that.
Year. And is your husband Hawaiian?
Right.
What other, does he have any other mixed race?
No.
Just not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Marco was telling me that,
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even on this island, but the other islands too.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Nihao,
they use, they speak Hawaiian, but their words all goes on T-T-T. Something like Tahitian,
Yeah,
you know.
Someone?
Yeah, Tahitian is someone.
That's funny.
But then, you know, now like us Hawaiians, we use K,
yeah.
You know. Yeah. And then, now like the way I told you the second version of the Hawaiian, Heliana Uihia. And then on the Ni'ihau, Te Heliana Uihia. You know, yeah, because they have, but it's similar to Hawaiian, but then they use mostly T-T.
Am I pronouncing it right?
Mm-hmm, that's correct. Wow. It's in Ni'ihau way of speaking.
Do you ever try to teach Hawaiian style of Hawaiian?
Well, when the missionaries used to come around, we used to teach them Hawaiian.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
When did the missionaries come?
Well, they're from the mainland, you know. Because like the Mormon religion, they have missionaries that sent, you know,
really?
Over. So then we have these Haole boys come over. And then we only teach them when they want to learn. Then we teach them.
They ask you?
Yeah. Then we teach them. And some of them learn pretty fast, you know, on the Hawaiian language. And the thing is that, but when I was very young, we used to have these Haole boys come over, you know, missionaries. And our grandparents and our parents teach them the Hawaiian way, you know, language. So when they go on back, I know it's so surprised to see them coming back about 30 or 40 years after. And they talk to you or speak to you in Hawaiian, you know. And we're so amazed because being among your own kind of people, you kind of forget the Hawaiian language, you know what I mean? But they never did forget. You know, and when they come back and they talk to you in Hawaiian, you feel kind of, you know, how did they maintain that Hawaiian language, you know, within themselves, you know, because they hardly use it. But, you know, yeah, but 30, 40 years, that's quite a span of time, eh? You know. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't think that they'll remember that.
But they do come back.
They do come back. Mm-hmm. And then we had about 4 months, 4 or 5 months ago, an elder came back and he spoke in Hawaiian. And, you know, it kind of brings back memories when they were first was here, you know, and thinking that they still could speak in Hawaiian, you know. And many of them say, like, gee, we wouldn't believe that you could really speak in Hawaiian. And they always say, you know, because the reason why, to this person, he said the reason why he maintained Hawaiian because he loved the Hawaiian language. And some of them were taught the correct way, you know, the first way how I talk to you. And then when they use that kind of Hawaiian language in talking to a Hawaiian, the tears roll because they can't use it the way it's supposed to be using, you know. And then a lot of them, the Hawaiian people, feel so embarrassed, in other words, to see a white man speaking their language, you know, the correct way.
Do they really do? Do you think that's good or bad?
No, that's good, but it really embarrasses you, you know what I mean?
Maybe it's not so good.
But we love to hear it. You know, we love to hear it. Hear them saying that. And then it goes to the we stop and think that we should have been using the correct way. But then nowadays, when you talk to children, oh, it is during your time.
Languages change.
Yeah, change a lot.
You cannot keep the old language.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Old English, okay. Mm-hmm. Someone were to try to talk the English of Shakespeare's time,
mm-hmm.
We would not be able to understand it.
Right, correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's nice to learn words because that keeps talking, especially in the field. People are starting talking.
Right.
So what was your husband's occupation?
My husband's occupation was a fireman.
Husband's not fire.
He's not what?
Is your husband?
No, I lost my husband about 11 to 12 years now. Wait a minute. No, wait. Well, my oldest. My oldest will, is 37. He's 1935. So that's my
the
oldest.
Youngest? Just get the range.
The youngest is 26.
Mm-hmm. And how many children do you have?
I had 6 children.
Did your kids go on through high school? Or?
Yes. All of my I had 5 children that had gone wait a minute, how shall I say? My second son, he's not, he didn't go to school at all. He said, I don't know what you're going to call that. He can't talk, you know.
He never
did go to school.
Is he, can he hear?
He can hear you. But this is one thing that amazes me, because when I gave birth to him, he was only a day old. They inject him, you know, on his back rectum, on one side of his rectum. The main purpose, I don't know. When he was 3 months old, he took convulsions. And he had a convulsion right through until he was 5 years old. Yeah, up and on, up and on. And what's the cause of that, I cannot answer.
So, it might be that injection.
Well, to me, I think it's through that injection, because they was very young, you know what I mean? A day old only.
You didn't know that it was the
thing? No, I don't know. I just don't even know.
The doctor wouldn't tell you?
No, he wouldn't say so. No, the doctor only told me because he was lack of calcium. But lack of calcium, but I don't think he was lack of calcium, because you look at him, his eyes didn't roll, everything was all normal, you know. So I cannot answer why was he like that. But the rest of the 5 children, I had 3 went right through high school. 2 went to college.
Did they go, how many years college?
Oh, finish the 2.
Where did they go, years?
No, they went to Church College of Hawaii, down
like
here. Mm-hmm. Church College.
So what are your children doing?
Oh, my oldest is working at a county.
City County?
Mm-hmm. Like, as I told you, on the second boy, I lost him too. So I have only 5 more, so the others, I've got 3 of the main.
Oh, 3 of the main?
Mm-hmm.
So you only have your oldest boy?
My oldest boy and my youngest son. Because the youngest of my children is a girl.
Oh, I see. And she's
on the main?
She's on the main. Is she Maria?
The 3 that's on the mainland are all married. What is that again?
What is your youngest son?
The youngest son is Leroy.
Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
And is he working?
Yes, he works at the, he drives for Mackenzie Tour.
Mackenzie Tour?
Mm-hmm.
Girls?
2 girls and 1 boy.
What is the boy?
Gee, I don't know whether he's still finger lift or something, but he works for the David and Wiring Company. Tourism is good in one way, but in one way it's the way I say it's good, because it gives you a lot of job, you know.
Mm.
But on the other way, they change the places, you know, a lot of changes, and of which we as local people wouldn't want to see it, but you, I guess you can't stop progress.
I don't know if that's progress.
I don't know too much. To me, I think, I don't know, maybe we can stop progress.
Do you think most people feel the same way you do?
Most of them feel the same way.
Are there some people that are really, really upset over?
Right. There are some people who are really upset.
It's not good. I mean, it's not good to have so much that people start to get upset.
Mm-hmm.
You've grown up here, or lived here all your life. There have been tremendous changes here.
There's so many changes, a lot of things.
What did it used to be like?
What we used to do.
Yeah, what was life in Hanalei like?
Well, in Hanalei, I would say this way. In Hanalei, we used to live as more like brother and sisters, you know. Even your next neighbor, we lived like brother and sisters. And we get together and it seems like that we all are the same level. We're no different from the other person, you know. But when these things came about, changes, a lot of things has changed. And to me, I don't know, but to me, I think the reason why the changes has come about, because the white man takes the local people so cheap, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then this is where the changes came about. We don't live like... Of course, if we among our local people would live like that. But treating the others, they don't treat them the way it used to be. You know, the kind of love that you used to have, you know.
Would you say then that Aloha is really being lost?
Yes, correct.
What if it's been lost?
It's been lost.
Well, it's too bad. Do you think it's possible to teach the Haole Aloha?
That I wouldn't say. Maybe we can get 10 out of 100. But majority no. You know that this is where there are some Hawaiian people. You know, they have that kind of love or aloha towards the white people. So they go all out to do something for you or to see that you are comfortable. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But in return, they jump over you and make you feel so low, you know. And then that's too late for you to think about it, which you already gave me, you know. So this is where the local people is very much against it. Now, you know, it's beginning now.
Well, what about the young kids now? Kids that come in?
These young kids, to tell you the truth, I wouldn't like them. But as I say, because the first time when we met these kids, we took it for granted that they need help, you know. They need help. And then they came from, maybe their parents didn't like them, you know. So that's why these kids had gone out and do, you know, on their own. So we helped them a lot, you know, on these kids. We gave them things and all that. But as time went on, it seems they take it for granted, you know. And everything we own, we don't own it at all. They just come and just take, you know, pick up. So we told them, that's not the way. Anything that you want, you ask, we'll be glad to give it to you. And you know what some of them say? They say, ladies, that's not your things. That's God's things. God gave it to you. And you know, my son was so mad one day. He said he was just going to slug him. But I told him, son, don't do it. And then he took it on me, you know, because I stopped him. And afterwards, when he cooled down, then we sat around and talked. Then he said, he told me like that. And he said, you know, if you would have done something to that person, you would have got into trouble. And then it's no sense of getting into trouble by hitting that person, you know. Because actually the law is coming for him, not for this other person, you know, for this transit. And he said, no, he would fight against the laws. I told him, nice. In what way? Then he said, well, God told me to punch you, so I punch you, you know. And that's what my son said. So he could have punched him, and if they would have brought him to God, they would have said that, you know. But even though I don't want that, I don't want you to get into trouble. So that's why these kids, you know, it really makes you mad. And another thing, we local people, we know some people need assistance from our government, as I say, from the welfare. But when they go to the welfare, you have to go through a lot of red tapes, and some of them don't have it. Now why give to these kids? Able body. And they got so much living luxuries, in other words. You know, why give it to them? And this is where I feel that the law is unfair. They're not doing it the right way.
Well, I don't know. I think that there's lots of problems with the children of white America, especially middle class. All these kids are from the middle class. Mm-hmm. Their parents are
not white, you know? Yeah, that's what I heard too. And you know, there's some of these kids live at the condominiums in a room, and the rating of the room by month is about 300 to 400. Welfare takes care of that, besides their regular allowance, you know, during the month.
Is the whole
300? Mm-hmm. The condos cost you a room, $300 to $400 a month. And these kids getting all that, you know, and they're taking it easy. They don't do anything. All what they do is surf, riding around. And here our own local people who really need it, it's hard for them to get it. They have to go through a lot of red tapes in order to get it.
Are there any of the young kids who are, I mean, you said about like 10 out of 100 you can teach aloha. Does that go for the kids too? I mean,
no, not the kids.
The kids are just all of a kind.
Mm-hmm. Not the kids.
The ones that come out here just want to run away.
Right, right.
And that's kind of a feeling I've got. It's kind of sad. But what's this huge assumption? What kind of things do you like to do in your spare time?
What's your fun? My hobby is fishing.
Oh yeah? Go out for a
go out? Paddling. Yeah. You know, all kind of
all
fishing
kinds
I don't care. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How do you fish?
Oh, we use bamboos. We go fishing with bamboos. So I love fishing on my spare time. But then there are times that I don't have any spare time, you know, because I have to go to work, you know. But then my hobby is fishing.
You use bamboo pole.
Right.
And what kind of hook? You use big, small?
Oh, that all depends. All depends on what kind of fishing that you're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, there are times you use small hooks. There are times that you use big hooks.
You know, what kind of bait would you use?
Shrimps. Shrimps and squid. That's the kind of bait we use.
Do you buy that stuff? You go and find it?
Yes. We go and find it. But like now, well, we find it, we get a small little net, go in the river, and catch the shrimps.
Mm-hmm.
And as for the squid, we go out in the ocean and catch the squid and use the bait as for bait.
Do you have to go, do you have to dive for the squid?
Mm-mm.
You get it on the reef.
Right, you get it on the reef. We never did, but some of them do when they go on deep ocean kind, they dive. But most of them, it's only on the reef.
I went out with my wife's uncle.
Uh-huh.
Over Kanye
West. He dives.
Yeah. He's, my wife is Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
He's a real good guy.
Oh yeah.
He went up to school with him. He didn't get too much. Kanye is bad.
Yeah.
All mm-hmm. It's not just from, you know, it's from the hillside that washes down into the kills the corn.
Yeah, yeah.
Business. Folks have got to stop up. You know, if people start to try to go down to feel like it's gonna
mm-hmm.
stop us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It can happen. But going back to you get the shrimps in the river.
River.
How far in is the salt ocean?
Mm. How far?
I mean, you know, like where the river is flowing down there into the ocean, but where does it become fresh water? By the bridge?
Gee, that I cannot answer you, no?
I mean, you can find
the shrimps are all around. Even at the, you know, when the with the salt water and the fresh water meet, there are times that you find shrimps around.
Okay.
But we usually go way up, you know, fresh water. That's where we catch our shrimps.
Mm-hmm. Behind the bridge.
Mm-hmm.